Good morning, Toodles, and welcome to Patreon bonus episode of What a Great Punk.
Thanks, Jimbo.
Toodles and Jimbo. Isn't
Jimbo
that a great...
And Toodles.
Jimbo and Toodles. Morning, Toodles.
Toddles I used to get a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah.
Toddles.
Never loved it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Toddy.
I like. Yeah, Toddy's cool.
If someone calls me Toddy, I go, I'm your friend.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah. Toddy's a nice
What's
one.
What's your nickname? You don't really have one.
Oh, Mossy. Jay.
Oh, yeah, Mossy. I'm your friend.
Yeah, Mossy's a... Mossy's all right.
I didn't think of Mossy. I was thinking but like
Jay.
Shorting the J words.
Yeah, Jay, you know what I mean? Jay's nice. Ben calls me Jay sometimes.
Jay? Yeah. Jeff calls you Jay.
Jeff calls me Jay.
You could call him Jay too if you wanted.
I could. Hey, Jay. I could probably do sometimes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
JJ. JJ's.
I'd like to call my son... I don't know if I'd like to call my son this, but I like Junior. I would never do it as well, but I like Junior names, like Todd Junior.
Yeah, it's good.
TJ.
Todd Junior.
TJ Andrews.
Todd Junior is good.
It is. It's kind
Todd Junior would end up just being called Junior all the time because no one would want to say
which
Todd.
Is sick. Yeah. No, but they'd be called TJ.
TJ, yeah. TJ is cool. It's up there with Todd. It's kind of American
sounding.
I like
sounding. TJ. TJ yeah. Andrews.
TJ Andrews. So,
LJ Hooker.
So you'd be Jamie Jr.
Yeah, JJ.
JJ, yeah.
JJT. Or I'd like the middle name.
JT.
Jamie James.
Jamie James Jiminy Timony.
It's funny as
fuck. JT. No one calls you JT. People call
oh,
you
people
JT.
Oh, people do. People do, yeah. And I quite like it. That's when that makes me feel real cool when they say JT.
Yeah. Like a rock star, yeah, Justin Timberlake.
It's cool. They're good initials. I'm not going to lie.
They're really good.
They're nice.
J is a good one.
Yeah.
And the T is a good one.
Yeah.
We're JT.
What's that?
We're JT. You and me.
We're JT?
Yeah, you and I, we're JT.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, JT. Jamie PJ. Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time me and Jade, when we first moved to Sydney, it was just a night where like Luke and Booty or whatever were like in Adelaide or something. So Jade and I had a weekend in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And we were we just called it JOD, like capital J, capital O, capital D, oh, capital yeah. D. And so now we just refer to me and him as JOD. Like still all these
That's
years later.
So funny.
Jod.
Jod's good. Yeah, it's kind of like me and Will, Dingle and Studley. We've got that.
Fully. Yeah, you got a thing. Defines your relationship.
It does.
Oh, it doesn't define, it just names it.
Yeah, it names it. Yeah, we got the Dingle and Studley nickname from the night that we walked into the room.
Who's who again?
I'm Dingle and Will Studley.
You're Dingle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Studley's down the coast this weekend?
Yeah.
It's a nice weekend to be away.
Sounds sick. Where was he off to again? Which, like, what coast?
Oh. Like.
Sounded sick.
Everyone's away. I messaged Lewis and he was away too. Wow. He's, let me go. I'm, where's he say?
Meh.
Nah. Yeah, fully.
Well, what state at least?
This Mount
state.
Eliza.
Oh, sick. All right, down in the peninsula. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, he's gone down. I forgot he's
this
gone
is
down
the quack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get that shit going.
Yeah.
Get back on those buttons, don't you reckon, listeners? Get back
on
those
man.
Buttons.
I'm really letting everyone down, including you. You've been telling me for about a year and a half. I just don't ever remember it anymore. I used to be all over it.
Yeah. And I reckon just go with whatever your heart's
doing. The pod changes. We don't really put any pressure on that.
That's right. That's right. The pod changes.
But you do, in changing, you do leave some good shit behind.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to leave something behind to
move forward.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
So I went to that concert last night.
Oh, dude, yeah. So after the pod,
wasn't
we did
techno wasn't a dance party. I didn't have to worry about dancing.
It was experimental.
That much for free. Yeah, it was experimental. So yeah. I walked in. Everyone's just on the floor,
sitting down.
Yeah,
that
felt
is
so awkward.
Full Nam concert vibes.
That's Nam. And what else? Just found a little seat at the back, which was good, so I didn't have to sit on the ground.
Yeah.
Witnessed a quite funny thing. There was this it's quite a young, young, cool kind of, that cool, polite crowd.
Yeah.
They're always really polite, the cool kids.
Yeah.
And, but there's a couple of older people there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I'm just ordering a drink and I hear this guy next to me go, I was actually on the guest list, but we bought tickets. Could I get a couple of wines as a refund for the tickets we bought?
Oh, my God.
I was just looked around and he's this kind of middle class, wealthy looking.
Oh, my God.
Fucking white guy, just 50, 60 years old, just trying to get two free wines off these people putting on an event.
Oh, my God.
A super diverse crowd and lineup.
That's pathetic.
Isn't that whack?
Yeah. What did they say?
I hated that guy. They were just kind of no, not really. But I was just what are they going to say? They're just working the bar there as well.
Yeah.
And even if I could give you a refund, that's not how it works, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Real dog. But apart from that, really good crowd. There was some really good artist DJing in between the performances.
Yeah.
There's this one song that came on that I loved and I didn't know what it was. Tried to Shazam it, but it was too underground.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
It was fucking sick, but I'll never know what that is. And then the first act came on and it was ambient experimental artist, and they use samples and things and their voice as a kind of instrument. They'll do heavy breathing and chop it up and do all this kind of really cool shit.
What are they called? Is it new or something like that?
I'll have a look. I'll have a look in my...
Yeah, there's some really... sick. That there's another artist that supported.
Is it Dure Dara or is that the drummer?
I can't remember. We'll look into it.
That were awesome.
Mad.
Really cool. And then there was it was this kind of series where they're trying to close generational gaps between artists and stuff. So they put these three performers. There was this young kind of ambient artist.
Mm.
And then there was a visual artist who was making visuals on the fly, when people do that really sick shit where they film shit and then refilm it and fuck it up and put it on their thing. And it was so cool. They're lying on the stage doing it. And it was really, really good.
Sick.
And then they had this woman who was older. She'd been a percussionist for 47 years.
Wow.
And was playing percussion, and they'd got these three artists together and they just done a few rehearsals and made up a piece and performed
that.
Sick.
That's fucking fresh.
It was really cool. Percussion was so good. It was really arty. When you go to the NGV or whatever, an art gallery, and there's always that one room that's got TVs in it and something weird playing on the TVs. And it's the audio always sounds super weird and experimental and shit.
Mm.
That's what it sounded like.
Right, okay. Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah. There was one bit that cracked me up though. This is I fully appreciated the art and the skill of the drumming and stuff.
Yeah.
But one time, oh man, I don't really want to say it, but I just cracked myself up. I was that sounds like the noise I make when I try and clean the cobwebs out of the front fence. I'm just banging a stick. I'm banging a stick around in the little gap trying to get the shit out. But that was kind of the vibe. It was super random. It wasn't a beat.
Yeah.
And it's really
interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was sound design kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sound design pretty much. Yeah, it was fucking cool.
That's sick.
And then Corinne played afterwards and it was premium. Absolute premium. Her album Lux Eterna is it's just this amazing ambient and industrial like piece of work, but it has songs that like kind of dance beats that come in like quite rarely and sporadically.
That's
and just
so
builds
cool.
And it's had this sick like futuristic, otherworldly like 3D animations that went along with it.
Oh,
and
wow.
The lighting was dope and it was really, really,
is
really
Korean,
good.
Is like kind of slept on? Because that sounds incredible. Like
it, to me, I was like, this could be headlining Dark Mofo
yeah.
and any festival
yeah.
all around the world.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. Yeah, I think she probably is a bit slept on. Like a lot of people know and respect her, but it was incredible. So I highly recommend checking out Corinne.
Luxa Turner. That sounds like a cool album.
Yeah.
Looking forward to listening to that.
I'll show you a couple of videos when I see you later. It was so sick.
This episode is sponsored by Corinne, by the way. So shout outs.
That's
mad.
Anyway, that was cool.
Can't wait to have
that
a listen.
Sure. I just sat down the whole time and stood for Corinne's show. So didn't have to dance.
Stoodly. I was going to say before, one of the things that is like I quite enjoy, it's a bit of a sadistic enjoyment, but at the bottle shop. And I can't remember why I thought of this, but it was something we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
Is when like these... Oh, that's right. It was the guy that wanted the free wines.
Mm.
They come up to the thing and go, a boss normally gives me a 10% discount. Like that. And I go, oh, okay, yeah, sorry. I've been told not to give any 10% discounts. And they're like, oh, but the boss normally does that. I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, I can't do it. I can do it on the dozen, but not on a couple of bottles.
Mm.
And then I just love watching the, oh, okay, no, like they're actually bullshitting.
Oh.
And they might have had a discount at some stage for what, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And they're like, I can get this guy, he's going to just do it.
Yeah. And I'm just like, nah, fuck off.
That's real. That would be quite rewarding.
Mm. It's like it's a bit sadistic. But
it's kind of like
it's a sadistic enjoyment, but.
Have you seen Black Books? Show?
No.
He's just a real like prick to the customers. So like in that situation, he would have just added 10% on and gone, that's the new price. They'd be like, what are you doing? He's like, that's the new price now.
Yeah.
That's my rule.
Yeah.
If
my
you
rule
try
is,
and lie, yeah. if you lie to me, I add 10% on for every lie.
Yeah.
I wasn't lying. It's 20%.
Yeah.